Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. How many of y'all ready to grow?
Amen.
Amen. How many believe you can grow?
Amen.
And good things happen to us when we get to grow, right?
Amen.
Big Christians get to do big things, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, say, big Christians,
big Christians
get to do big things. Amen. You can be, you know, you are destined like a caterpillar to go through metamorphosis. Everybody say the word metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
Every new convert, every Holy Ghost filled believer is a new creature. And that new creature has a metamorphosis that God wants them to go through. And that thing is in stages. Do you know that? Of course, we're going to metamorphose at the great day when the Lord shall come. We'll be created. Amen. We'll be remade again into His image. We'll be just like Jesus. Somebody say, praise God for that.
Praise God for that.
But there are some things that we can do supernaturally here in the natural and right now. Amen. If we just take the Word of God on the inside of our heart, things will start to take place.
Amen.
Supernatural things will start to happen. Amen. Somebody's going to have to run up on the... Amen. I tell you what, somebody say, pray in the Holy Ghost real good while I mute that button. Hallelujah. God is a good God, isn't He?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Please excuse me. Who's not going? Hey, somebody say, we'll remember that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there are metamorphoses that we have to go through. Amen, that we become different people as we get into God's Word, that different things should start to happen for us. Our prayer life should change, right? The anointing of God should, you know, should increase on our life as we grow up. But we got to grow up to start to see some of those things happen. Amen?
Amen?
Now, we're studying the book of Philippians, but before we go there, you need to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Somebody say, I want that stuff that big Christians get. You don't get a driver's license until you become of age, right?
Amen.
You can't move into your own stuff until you get to a certain age. You get to move into some things. Well, I believe that's the same thing with the body of Christ. I believe that's the same thing with God. There are certain things that we're not able to move into until we grow up.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
but
the
once
Lord.
We move into it, we develop and we gain, amen, access into certain things. We get license to move in certain glories and certain graces, certain anointings. Amen. We get the ability to flow in that thing as we grow up. But there are certain things that we'll never be able to drive. Certain things we'll never be able to do. Certain things we'll never be able to move into or experience until we grow up to that level. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
But how do we grow up? We can grow up just by doing these things. One, wherefore laying aside all malice... You got to put, if you want to grow up, you can't grow up eating that stuff. You never going to tell you coffee will stunt your growth as I take another swig. Amen. Anybody ever told you coffee will stunt your growth? Well, I tell you what, there are some things that we can do in the natural that will stunt our spiritual growth.
Amen.
You can eat as much crud as you want, much good stuff if you want to, much good stuff. You can hear the best word. You can hear Copeland. You can hear Benny Hinn. You can hear the best of them. But if you practice certain things, you eat these other things, somebody say, it'll stunt your growth.
It'll stunt your growth.
People don't think that they could have stunted growth.
Amen.
Well, it says, listen, if you want to grow up, now we're getting on these things because we're going to get into the book of Philippians, and the book of Philippians is going to tell us certain things about certain privileges that true believers, that grown-up believers get to have and get to walk in and get to manifest. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
But if we're going to grow up, these are what we got to do in order to grow up. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking.
Amen.
Somebody say, wow. If you want to grow up, you got to shut up.
Amen.
Everybody look at somebody on the other side of you and say, if you want to grow up,
you
got to shut up. Amen. There are many things, you know, there are many words that we speak, you know, just out of our mouth that just stunt our growth.
Amen.
But if we just shut up and let things happen, you know, we'll just grow up. Amen. We can get those things that happen to us and we just want to go bloop and we go bloop. But if we just shut our mouth, we'll grow up with it. Amen.
Amen.
Send it to your feet.
Amen.
By keeping your lips shut. Amen. Now listen, as newborn babes, desire. There is something that newborn babes, we need to develop. And somebody say desire.
Desire.
Milk.
Milk.
And when you get into this thing, as newborn baby Christians getting this thing, amen, they got to develop more than anything a desire for the milk of the Word of God.
Amen.
They're not going to want to get out there. Newborn babes don't need to get out there and say, give me some meat.
Uh-huh.
They'll choke themselves. They'll get loony. They'll get crazy trying to get off on meat, to get off on their own revelations, their own interpretation. Well, this is what I think about it.
Uh-huh.
With that unrenewed mind, you don't want to trust anything that comes out of that, right?
Amen.
But newborn babes, as you're first coming into the things of God, first coming into the things of the Holy Ghost, anything you first get interested in, anything you're newborn in, desire what? Someone say, the milk.
Milk.
Don't go grab the biggest steak you can find. Find somebody that's been there for a while and eat off of them. Amen?
Amen.
Learn from them. Amen. Get behind their anointing. Get behind their flow. You can get milk that way. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So if you're newborn in the things of God, amen, get a hold of some milk. Get up under the Word of God. Amen. And stay there. Somebody say, tell me what you get from the Holy Ghost. If you want to grow up, you grow up doing what? It says you can grow up, desire the sincere milk of the Word. There are a lot of people that never grew up because they never got milk.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Babies throw up meat. But when they eat milk, I mean, when they take in milk, they're able to grow. Amen. I've known a lot of people that did that. They were just so unteachable. Just so unteachable. They got in the thing, you know, and you couldn't tell them anything. They just knew it all. You couldn't tell them about the Holy Ghost. You couldn't just drop a little word in their heart. They had heard it all. I know exactly what. Well, I got it. And you know what? They just walk around in circles. Just walk in circles. If they would have just shut up, amen, just for a little season and act like a little baby,
amen,
learn something, they would have been all right. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Desire the milk of the Word that ye may, somebody say, grow. That ye may do what?
Grow.
So what do you do in order to grow? Shut up and desire milk. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
When you find people acting like baby Christians, amen, and not showing fruits of spiritual maturity, amen, what's the best advice you can give them? Amen. Shut up and get some milk. Have yourself a glass of milk. Somebody say you need some nice, warm milk that you're able to grow. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then what will stop you from drinking that milk? Somebody say, that mouth, all that stuff, amen, will keep you from enjoying what God has you to enjoy. So tonight, amen, we're going to get into the milk of the Word of God, and good things are going to start to happen. And then we're going to start to grow up. Somebody say, get real fat. Amen, and those real fat saints, amen, those real are going to be able to do some stuff, amen. Turn over back. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 2. Verse 1. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Say, this is the atmosphere
that
you'll grow in.
Paul
was trying to get them to grow up because when they grow up, they'll cause the devil a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
But like-mindedness causes believers to grow. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You want to make the pastor happy? Somebody say, that's not my concern to make the pastor happy. I don't have to make him happy. I just got to get into heaven. But you know what you do? How many of you want it to go good with you?
Amen.
Then we took that teaching on good things and bad things.
Yes.
Well, there was one thing the Bible says, amen, that's good for you. He said, listen, don't make the pastor's job or those that minister the word to you grievous, because that wouldn't be good for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't make it hard. Don't make it strenuous. Amen. Don't make pastoring hard on people. Don't make it a task. Don't make, you know, you, there are certain churches and certain groups of people you can get with. Man, they make pastoring real hard. Oh, Lord, what'd they go do now? Oh, I hate this job. Amen. Well, when you get pastors in that kind of condition, amen, that's not good for you. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So you should want to do what's right. Amen. That you could get the best from God. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
So fulfill that joy. You want to make a preacher happy and do certain things as they were trying to make Paul happy? Somebody say amen. Stay out of trouble. Amen. Keep the same mind. Amen. Say the same thing. If somebody finds a Nations Church Christian, amen, one or two, three of them at different times, they should say the same thing. They should have the same message. They should have the same report. Amen. Not two different things. How are you going to say the same thing? How is it possible to say the same thing? Repeat that which you've heard.
Amen.
Repeat that which you've heard. Amen. Because if we're not just making up stuff as we go along, we're saying the same thing that was said to us.
Amen.
And then way along the line, it was passed all the way down. Amen. All the way down the line from Jesus. Somebody say, say the same thing. Whether you understand it or not, say the same thing.
Amen.
If we say God wants people healed, what do you say? God wants you healed and well.
That's
whether
right.
You got the faith or not to believe for that healing for that individual, say it anyhow.
Amen.
Do you want to have joy? What will happen when the church starts to confess the same thing and we get like-minded? Everybody say like-minded.
Like-minded.
And focused.
Focused.
That means power. That's when God starts to do some things in a house, when he starts to clean up to where when somebody catches somebody on a good day or a bad day, they're going to keep the confession of Jesus.
Amen.
Because it's not just your confession, it's the confession of the word.
Amen.
But there are so many people that confession, their confession matches their attitude.
Uh-huh.
Their confession matches their mood. Their confession matches their faith level.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Your confession should exceed your faith level. You should make your faith level match up to your confession. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say the right thing, whether you want to hear it or not. I heard Marilyn Hickey talk about losing weight this week. Anybody hear Marilyn talk about losing weight? Marilyn was using certain things about losing weight, and she said she started to use confession over stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she started to confess over stuff and call things that were not as though they were. And she said she was trying to lose weight and she'd come off the airport, but they'd have these little cafes and they would be baking these foods that would just make her want to tear it up. They were doing all these things, but every time she got off the airport, off the plane, she'd smell that food and it would smell so good, but you know what she'd say? She said, boy, that's a nasty smell.
Hmm.
She started to confess, I can't stand Cinnabons. They make me sick. That's just some nasty stuff. And every time she passes, she'd say, nasty stuff, nasty stuff. She'd start to confess. And you know what happened? As she started to say those things out of her mouth, you know, she started to desire the things that she said out of her mouth. It's okay to talk what you don't understand sometimes. Amen. Just keep the confession.
Amen.
Even though you don't think things are going to work out, who cares?
Uh-huh.
It's not going to go by what your thinking thinks. It's going to go by what your spirit says. If you start to say it's going to work out even when you don't know how.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's going to work out.
Amen.
So if you don't know what to say, say what you've heard.
Amen.
If you're hearing the right stuff.
Amen.
Some of you can't. Some of you say, I'm saying what I've heard. That's what I heard all day long. Amen. So if you want to keep joy and you want to keep the things of God going, just say the same thing. And those things that we say corporately, amen, those things will start to manifest in our life.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done. Somebody say, don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing.
See, that's how we are. That's what we should. If we got to fuss about it and fight about it and carry on about it, don't do it. If you got to build a church, you know, and well, we're going to fight all the way to building it, and that's just the way. No, we just won't build it that way. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? Build things right. The Bible says, let nothing be done through strife. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Don't build a women's ministry in strife. Don't build a men's ministry in strife. Don't do anything in strife. Is it better? It's better not to do it at all or have it done at all than have people fussing and fighting and carrying on about it. Amen.
Amen.
Said, don't do a good. He said, don't do a bad thing in strife. Did it say that? It says, do nothing in strife, including good things, including the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
We are not to do anything. Praise the Lord. We are not to do anything. Someone say, absolutely. Nothing in strife. God is moving. Hallelujah. Or, somebody say, or in vainglory.
In vain
See, there are certain people that are not in strife because they're fine. They're getting their way. They're getting all the glory, so they're not going to fuss about it.
Amen.
Amen. We get in strife when we're not receiving the glory, the praise, and the honor. Amen. But as long as we receive the praise and glory, I love this ministry because you're on top of it. You're the one getting the flowers, amen. You're the one getting all this. You know, it's easy to not to complain and gripe when you're on the top of the pendulum, right?
Amen.
But there's an attitude that we do things in it, amen. We got to do things in Christ likeness, amen, and in love and through obedience, amen. So say, keep the right attitude.
Keep the right attitude.
But in lowliness, somebody say, stay low. It's like when you go out when they were fighting in Vietnam. We got a Vietnam vet here, amen. You know, people get up there. You couldn't go to battle with your head sticking up. You get your head blown off. There are a lot of people that lose their head every day because they don't stay low. Amen. They get out to battle. Amen. How you can tell when people lose their head? When they're ready to rip your face off. Amen. They're losing their head. You know, you ask them one question. Before you know it, they didn't read you the whole dictionary of why they couldn't do it. Amen. What? Some say people that lose their head. Don't keep it low. You know, if you want to stay in humility, most of the time when we lose ourselves is because our pride's been offended. Most of the time when you lose your head is because it was sticking up. Amen? People that try to stay low, they don't lose it too much. Amen? You ever seen people try to lay somebody out, but before they lay them out, they're going to lay on the floor? Hold on while I tell you off real quick. No, we don't want to tell people off from a subservient a position, dude. We want to get all up over them. Amen?
Amen.
We want to take the advantage. Amen. He said, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on their own things. I get so sick of people trying to take care of their own stuff. I got to take care of me. Amen. Baby Christians live like that. Amen. If you got your care and provision taken care of, God doesn't have to worry about you. You got it all taken care of. God doesn't take care of anybody that's taking care of themselves. Amen.
Amen.
Me first. You can see it. Those things are evident. You know, it doesn't just show up by what they say of the thing. You can just tell who gets the first seat. Amen. Who picks up the fork first? Amen. Those things are just evident what people's mindset is. Amen. Some say lowliness
of mind.
We have no idea how much pride we can get in. You don't have to be loaded and have a crown on your head to be walking in pride. It shows up. I mean, there's some people that are broke as church rats and got so much pride. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If we believed in reincarnation, you'd think they were some royal king or something come back to life. Amen. Some say lowliness. Of mine is what God wants, esteeming us and esteeming others better than themselves.
Amen.
It takes work to do that.
Amen.
I mean, and we work at others trying to prove the point. We're at the top of the ladder and everybody needs to keep our world going. But instead of you trying to take care of yourself and prove that you're the best, amen, and defend your little position, amen, you need to be working at thinking that others are better than yourself. That's some good psychology there. It'll make some people mad when you think that way. You need to look out for yourself. That's the devil.
Amen.
Technically, you do need to look out for yourself. Because when you get that attitude, you're going to destroy yourself.
Amen.
That's always, the word is always good. There are no circumstances where there's a compromise of the word of God. Look not every man on his own things. I'll get around to your stuff as soon as I finish mine.
Amen.
As soon as I get me taken care of, I'll be right back to help you. But I'm going to deal with me right now. Amen? Let me get my life together and then we'll hook you up. No, your life will never be together with that kind of attitude.
Amen.
That's not how believers live. Now, we're not going to be able to walk in this overnight. Amen? Because we grow up with a different mindset than this. Amen. When we start to get blessed the way God wants us to be blessed, actually we won't be blessed the way God wants us to be blessed until we develop this lifestyle.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you push somebody else out of the way to take the lead, you just earned yourself a ticket to the end of the line. I'm serious. Why? Because, you know, just means that you just need to buy some time before they get there. Everybody fighting their way to the promised land. I'm going to tell you what, you're invited to the promised land. You don't have to earn your way to get there. And the person that's butting in line to get there, amen, God doesn't want them up there.
Amen.
Amen. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind are we to have? The same mind that Jesus had. Who being in the form of God. Now this was somebody that had a right to walk around with his head up high. Amen. This is someone that had a right to be to the front of the line because he was the front. He was Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He could be at the front of the line and the back of the line at the same time. Amen. He was someone that had the right to do all things. He made everything. Somebody say, this woman over here helping me preach. Amen. Things gonna get good. You got a free ticket to heaven, honey. I appreciate that. Amen. But here was Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, that came and served better than everybody. Couldn't a person in here beat his service? If he was a member of Nations Church, not a one in here could beat his service. He'd be the first one washing the feet. He'd be the first one doing the job. Amen. He'd be the first one loving the loveless. Amen? He'd be the first one to unlock the church door and tell people, I'm so glad you're here. Amen? He'd be the first one there and the last one to leave. When we take up a job for volunteers, his hand, he said, hey, Alpha. Amen? He'd be the first one. Amen? He'd be the first one to put his name on the list. And after everybody didn't show up, he'd be the last one to leave. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I did my little bit. I'm out of here. Somebody said, he's Alpha and Omega. God will always be the first to show up when you need him. Amen. And when everybody else runs out on you, he'll be the last to leave because he won't go. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to have that same kind of mindset. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll be right there when you need him. And he'll stay to the end. That's the way Jesus is. And that's the kind of mindset that we need to have if we want to grow up in the things of God. Somebody say praise the Lord. But you're not going to get that when you're caring about yourself. When you're preoccupied worshiping yourself, you don't have time to serve God. Amen. When you got an unsecure God, you're going to have some problems. You ever had unstable bosses?
Amen.
You know, bosses that weren't secure in what they were doing and who they were. You know, so everybody had to work extra hard to make them feel important. They were giving everybody out jobs just so they can prove that they were the boss. Amen. That's the same way it is with us. When we try to be God of our own lives, we make everybody else suffer, everybody else work, everybody else do extra credit. But made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant. He didn't just take the mind, but he also took the form. Amen?
Amen.
And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he did what? He humbled himself. Mm-hmm. And there is no such thing as humility without obedience. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as humility without obedience. And how far do we allow our obedience to go? How low can you go and how far can you be humble? Well, he took it to death. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you willing to take your obedience to death? Stick in there until it's over. Amen?
Amen.
Well, man, if I hang around here a little bit longer, my whole day going to be blown. They're going to kill my day. If I hang around this place any longer, my life going to be over dealing with these Nation Church people. Somebody say amen. But he humbled himself, and he stayed so humble, and that humility caused him to be obedient. He didn't stop short in obedience, even unto death. I'm going to say, praise God.
Praise God.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I'm going to be humble if it kills me.
I'm going to be humble.
Because I tell you what, we all need to die. Amen. And we won't get to live until we die.
Amen.
How many want to crucify the flesh?
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Amen.
I believe the executioner is humility. You hear me? When we try to execute the flesh, you're going to have an execution come up here. I believe the hooded masked man is humility. Uh-huh. Amen. We expect to be some old big mean giant. Amen. And it's just somebody say, humility comes in. Amen. You ever want to crucify that flesh? Humble yourself. Stop listening to all your little wacky ideas. Uh-huh. Somebody say amen. You better crucify the flesh. Step on up. Step on. Flesh says step on up. Step on up. Step on up. Amen. The Spirit says you better bow yourself to the will of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what the will of the Holy Ghost is. Well, bow yourself to pray until you know. Amen.
Amen.
You want to find the will of God, I guarantee somewhere in there, somewhere has to do with bowing down to something. Amen?
Amen.
And humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Wherefore? Somebody say, wherefore?
Wherefore.
Now, how many of you want to grow up?
Amen.
How many of you really want to grow up?
Amen.
He did the first things first. He forgot about his life. He forgot who he was and all those things. But he humbled himself and said, look, even if it kills me, I'm going to humble myself. He did his part in the flesh. Glory to God. Then God did wherefore.
Amen.
Where did that come from? Where did this name come from? That name came from someone that humbled themselves. And many of us will never get to this little portion in verse 9, where God highly exalted himself. The Bible says if you humble yourself, God will lift you up.
Amen.
Amen. God will lift you up when you humble yourself. Amen. God doesn't like anybody standing up that he didn't bring up.
Amen.
You're not allowed to stand up in his house until he tells you, come on up. Amen. You don't just stand up because you want to stand up. Amen?
Amen.
He wants everything standing to be standing in his own power, in his strength. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if we start to live in this humility, then God will start to do verse 9, where God highly exalted him. Somebody say praise God. And then gave him the name.
Amen.
So many of us are trying to get a name in something, trying to be important, trying to be special, trying to be rich, trying to be everything else. Trying to get a title here. Trying to get a, I won't be somebody. Get down. Humble yourself even and become obedient to the will of God. And guess what will happen? He'll exalt you and give you a name.
Amen.
And so I said, I got the name of Jesus. You ain't got no power. You ain't got the name. The name comes with power.
Amen.
You could say it all you want to. There were some boys that said it before them sons of Sceva. Said in the name that Paul preached, they tried to use the name. They knew the word, amen. They knew all those other things, but it didn't mean anything. They got their drawers beat off of them.
Amen.
Somebody say, when you get the name, you get the power.
When you get the name, you get the power.
But only Jesus gets to use the name.
Amen.
You can't put his name just on anything, amen. It's got to bow down, and when it bows down, it comes back up. Christ. When you die, Christ arises. Only Christ can have his name. Only the anointing on the inside of you, the anointing comes through pressure. Only the anointing gets to bear the name of Jesus. And that name will always have power.
Amen.
It's no such thing as somebody saying, in the name of Jesus, this happened. The Bible says, in my name, you'll cast out devils.
Uh-huh.
When you get in his name, glory to God. When you get in his name and him are the same thing. When you get into Jesus, when you crucify your flesh and humble yourself and say, hey, it's no longer I that lives, it's Christ that lives on me. You've got his name. And you'll be able to say anything and it'll be done for you. Somebody say, wherefore?
Wherefore?
God will highly exalt you and give you the same name he gave to his son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, that's when we get to grow up. Glory to God. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith to humble yourself.
Amen.
You got to have, if you have faith that he's going to exalt you, then have faith that he can then take this first step and knock yourself down.
Uh-huh.
Somebody say, amen.
It's
hard to bring yourself up, amen? That's the hard part, glory to God, to do what only God can do to exalt you to the level God wants to exalt you. That way he gives you the easy job. Bow down!
Amen.
The devil takes people down all the time. Somebody say amen, but he can't lift people up.
That's right.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Are you understanding where I'm going?
Yeah.
You got to have faith that God wants to lift you up. And if you've got faith that God wants to lift you up and God wants to prosper you, God wants to exalt you, then you have the faith to just bow yourself and watch it happen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Go and do something about it. Somebody say, well, I'm looking for my opportunity. I'm looking for my open window. Well, thank God for it. Get down.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It's just good milk, people. This is good teaching, amen.
Amen.
Somebody's going to humble themselves and find themselves highly exalted, amen.
Amen.
Now, he said, and giving him a name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, when you learn to bow, you sow bowing, you'll reap bowing. If you sow humility, you'll reap humility. Amen. If you got mountains that won't bow down before you, bow down before God. Amen. And that mountain will bow down before you.
Yes.
If you learn to bow down before God, when you stand up, everything else will around you will start to bow down. Bills will bow down. Amen.
Yes.
Deadlines will bow down. Devils will bow down. Somebody say glory to God.
Yes.
Circumstances will bow down. Negative records will bow down. Everything coming against you, it'll bow down. Bow down. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bow down and watch what God does when you get up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say ha ha ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Glory to God. You reap what you sow.
Uh-huh.
You reap what you sow. You wonder why your devils won't back off, because you don't learn to back off.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Wonder why the devil just won't shut up. You don't know how to shut up. I'm preaching to myself too.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Wonder why them demons have a hard time submitting to what the Word of God says. You have a hard time submitting to what the Word of God does. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say they follow suit. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Faith is real. God is real. And everything he said in the word is real. In my name, they'll cast out devils. They'll lay hands on the sick. They'll recover. Amen. They'll raise the dead. Glory to God.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. When you start to make him Lord of your life, everything around you will start to express his Lordship.
Amen.
Amen. When you start to honor God as Lord, amen, then everything around you will start to show his Lordship. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation. Somebody say, work it out.
Work it out.
Work it out. Amen. This thing that God wants you to do. Amen. This thing that God promised you, that thing that we were talking about, we preach the gospel, or, you know, that God wants you to be free and delivered. No more captives, no more bound. Amen. All the things he wants you to have some space. Amen. You're going to have to work that stuff out with fear. Somebody say with Holy Ghost reverence. Fear and reverence go together. And what do? We reverence the King. We bow ourselves.
Amen.
Work out your salvation with Holy Ghost fear and trembling. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For it is God which worketh in you to do his good pleasure. Somebody say hallelujah. The worker in you is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You bow down and get the Holy Ghost to work in. Amen. Amen. It is God to do his good pleasure. And we know it pleases God. We know it pleases God, doesn't it? We know it pleases God. Amen. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his children. Amen. Bible says God has pleasure in those things. And also says that faith pleases God. Amen. So it's God on the inside. If you start living from the inside out, that'll do some things for you. You got to learn what faith is all about. Do all things. Somebody say all things.
All things.
Without murmuring and disputings.
Without murmuring and disputing.
that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, and I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. How many of you ready to grow up in God and do what God wants you to be? Well, start to practice some humility.
Amen.
Start to bow to the word of God.
Amen.
Start to bend to the word of God. Start to yield to the God side. Amen. Hallelujah. Start to honor God with your life and all things and watch what comes back to you. Somebody say praise the Lord. There's so much things here, we got to leave it alone, amen. But there's so many things here, I thought I'd get to at the end of verse 2. It's just not going to happen tonight, amen. But it's a good start, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Therefore, keep this mind in you, amen. Keep humility on your mind. Keep humility on your mind, and God will raise you up. Amen. But God's not going to, first of all, God's not going to raise you up until you put yourself down. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God will lift you higher than you put yourself down. I guarantee you. Amen. God will lift you higher than to the place and where you put your, amen, to the level you put yourself down. God will raise you higher than what you started from. Amen. Try God and see if it works. I guarantee you it will. Humble yourself when it comes to God. Honor God in all things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will, you know, be added unto you, everything you desire. Amen. Get into the Holy Ghost. Get into God. Get into the move of the Spirit. These are the last days. These are not time to be drawing back. This is time to be jumping in. Thank God for what he's doing in your life and what he's about to do. Amen. He's been faithful to us, church. Why don't you stand up? He's been so faithful. He has been so faithful. My God, there's just a miracle and just waiting to happen to us. To those that will believe him. To those that will believe him. Amen. To those that will start to hear this word and start to have it operate on them. Amen. God wants you to turn your spiritual side on. There are some battles that God wants you to win, but he's commanded you to win them in the spirit. To win them in the spirit. Glory to God. He doesn't want you to lose. He doesn't want you to lose. God doesn't want you to lose. He wants you to win. Amen. And there's certain things you're only going to win as you start to become. God stacked the deck. He says a supernatural person will win. You're not going to win just living in the flesh, because that wasn't his design. Amen. If you're going to win God's way, God wants you to jump over and cheat a little bit. Amen. We call it cheat. Get over in the realm of the spirit. Get over there to where you learn who you are in Jesus Christ, and where you start to get a revelation of the name of Jesus and start to command those things that be not as though they are.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Start to get some of those things. Amen. Start to call the stuff in. There is a supernatural realm. There is something more than, amen, just talking out stuff and seeing nothing happen. But as we hear these things that God reveals to us and put them into practice, they'll start to manifest. Oh, I'm ready to get there. I'm ready to get there. I heard somebody else, one of these other giants, said it on TV. You know, said, hey, we're not there yet, glory to God, but we're getting there. Somebody say hallelujah. We're getting there. That was Sister Copeland. Talk about Brother Copeland. She said, hey, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to get there. He wouldn't tease us with it. Amen.
Amen.
He wouldn't talk about it unless he wanted to back it up. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If you start to bow yourself, if you start to bow yourself, if you just start to bow yourself before God, if nothing's happening in your life, you don't have nothing to get. I mean, what are you standing for? Get down. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get down. Somebody say, I'm about to get down.
I'm about to get down.
Amen. Get down. So God. Get serious about this thing. Start to take down your giants. Somebody say amen. Start to take down your giants. You wonder, how can I buff up? How can I buff up? You get down before God and watch. Because as soon as you start to get down, God will start to get up.
Uh-huh. Amen.
As soon as you start to get down, God will start to get up on your side. Amen. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. God will have your back so you can worship him.
Amen.
That's more important. Your getting down before God is more important than anything that can happen around you. Amen. God will stop time so you can stay before his presence. Bow down.
Amen.
That's the most important thing in the world. Amen. That's the most important thing in life is your boundness. You're bowed before God and Him having the lordship over your life and you being obedient. Him talking to you and telling you to do things and seeing whether you do it or not.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He just wants to hear the response. Amen. Amen. He just wants to hear your attitude concerning those things because He wouldn't ask you to do anything that He wouldn't do through you.
Amen.
Say, I can do.
I can do
all things
through Christ
that strengthens me. Say it one more time.
I can do
all things through Christ
that
strengthens me.
Therefore,
I bow myself before the presence of God. I yield myself to the will of God. Therefore, I shall arise.
I will arise.
With a new name that causes heaven,
earth,
and hell to bow.
That at the name of Jesus,
every knee shall confess.
Every knee shall bow
and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ
is
Lord.
Say,
Jesus
Christ
is
Lord.
Jesus is Lord over my body.
He's Lord over my mind.
He's Lord over my finances.
He's Lord over my
job. He's Lord over my house.
He's Lord over my
future.
He's a good God.
Hallelujah. He can handle my life.
Now bless Him for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Frobadele bom de stata cachale babahata ha suverendiki. Rande sete luvruta, bracatala, brangandusa, lebratate le bobrata setale hiche, rambo covrachi, kamahan, there's a blessing in the room. Bracatovrandica, saura, randa de estin and barangandene co labrata, ah, yene your son bringing this of rabba asa, hi, a destuba, half rakaha, ha ha, rande stale bomana over kechana, brangandana kava asala, hi, rando samba. Heceva hataba ovraba ada astikin osaleta rende du salekim ha rende aba ha 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 raso raki brangando silehe. Praise me for what I've already done, says the Lord. Praise me for what I've already done. I'm about to do something else. I'm about to do something else. Glory to God.
But
I'm praising for what He's already done. Glory to God. Praising for what He's already done. Give Him praise. Acknowledge Him for what He's already done. There's a miracle going on right now. There's a miracle going on right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's about to turn something around. Hot about Asa. Ha! Ha! Mama Saya the Mohufaka Cheche the Hellaha. Lata Samaha. Yena Usaha. Do what only the saints of God can do. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Think about the miracles that He's done. Think about the mighty works He's done. And just wave your hands with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just wave your hands with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Rata Samaha. Hey! Glory to God. God, thank you, Father. Lata samahaya na yushala bahanda da isebaha. O shala hede da husaha. That's all you're going to have to do. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Ah, that's all He wants out of you. That's all He wants out of you. Glory to God. That's how easy it is. Glory to God. All He wants is your praise, your love, and your devotion. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Lama nanusta kabahan tade liburataha. Hey, that's it. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise Him, glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Tell Him He's done great things. Glory to God. Tell Him He's done great things. Think about what He's done and just tell Him, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brongo saladi omohovrata saraha. Bra e dumohasaha. Shabahande kobahana na osaha.
Girl, I don't know what it is. It's back again. Hallelujah. Yata moho shele bahande du bova hata. Ranga du de bosine hichela ha. Lata da baha ha ha ha. He's about to bring you out of that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, ya moho shala ha ha ha. You know who sada hande du bova tika maha. Bova da mosiki mahande kabaha. Husinehe. 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 Randaste prophetum rangandene kolaha. Lemenuno musaraha. Yikamahovaha. Oh, glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he a good God? Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you. Oh, things happen when you praise him.
Amen.
Things happen when you praise him.
Amen.
Things happen when you praise him. Things happen when you praise him from the core of your spirit.
Amen.
Great and mighty things happen when you give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. And I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Great and mighty things he's done. Great and mighty things he will do. If you just catch that wave of praise, you're riding on the prosperity. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rex, isn't it great to have your boys in here tonight? Isn't it great to have those boys in here tonight? Amen. How y'all doing back there, Ryan? Huh? You feeling good? Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Feeling good, all right? Amen. I'm just enjoying Jesus. I'm trying to get on to the offering, amen. I just sense the presence of the Lord. It's just wait. Okay to wait on him, isn't it? It's okay to just wait on the presence of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord says if you just start to speak to those things right now, if you just start to speak to those things in your life right now, he'll do it. If you just start to confess those things, point your finger at that circumstance, and you just start to speak, and it'll be even as you speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You get the will of God on the inside of your heart. Amen. And you should start to put it on your lips and you just speak it right now in this wave, right now. Glory to God. And it'll be done even as you speak. Glory to God. It'll be done even as you speak. It'll be done. If you call that thing out right now, it'll be done even as you speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Getting the will on the inside. And some of you might need to get a hold of the anointing by praying in the Holy Ghost and finding out that make sure you're saying what's right. Amen. Amen. And God's going to put something in your mouth and he's going to want you to speak it. Some of you are going to find it difficult to speak that thing because it's a word of faith. Glory to God. But pray in the Holy Ghost just for these few seconds right now. Just pray in the Holy Ghost if you can just for a few seconds. Glory to God. And God's going to put something on the inside of your heart. And I don't want you to speak that thing out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, it's already taken care of. Hallelujah. It's already done. Hallelujah. La manana usarahan. The victory is already won. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing left to do but praise him. Hallelujah. Where do we go from here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Father, do everything you said you'd do in the name of Jesus. We call it into existence right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You're looking good, brother. Hallelujah. Come on up here. Amen. God's moving on you. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at the anointing of God. I don't know if anybody else can discern that. But look at my brother. Hallelujah. See how the anointing of God does. Can anybody discern you? See what the anointing, it takes the process of time, every flow, a little bit better each time. Glory to God, a little bit better each time. Amen, a little bit more. Amen, into restoration each time. Hallelujah, each time until total restoration's there. Amen. That's why some of you need to take pictures. Amen. And remember, amen, because you don't realize what you came from. Hallelujah. You don't realize what you look like, what you acted like. Hey, before God got a hold of you. God bless you. Thank you, Father, for my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, that's restoration. That's restoration. That's restoration. That's restoration. That's restoration. And Father, I give you the praise for it. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did. And your word is true. Your word is true. You didn't have to do it, God, but I give you the glory. And I say, you're doing it. Thank you, Father. I give you that praise, God. I give you that praise, God. I believe you, God, and I trust you, God. I trust you, God, and I know that you're not a man that you should lie, and you have the power, and you have the ability to do what you said you'd do, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Exceed our expectation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Exceed our expectation, Father God. Allow us in these moments right now to release our faith, Father God, to release your word, Father God, to start some stuff in Jesus' name. How you doing with your reading, brother? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we release your ability. We release your power. Thank you, Father God. We release your restoration. Hallelujah. Father God, let her stir up the gift that was in him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the peace. Hallelujah. Do it in the name of Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. Sister, you can be blessed right where you are. Hallelujah. Be blessed right where you are in the name of Jesus. Father, continue your word in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 You're going to go on with God. Amen. You're going to stick in there. Amen. How's that attendance going to do? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You're out. You're going to stay out. Glory to God and stay in. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You going to get in? Are you going to hold on? You going to hold on? Are you going to hold on? You know what I'm talking about. Amen. You're going to hold on. Amen. Hold on. Don't let it. You're ready to go for it. I sense that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you hold on, God will pour in. Hallelujah. If you hold on, God will pour in. There's a restoration about to come in your life. When you came through that door, I saw it all over you. I said, what happened? Something went on in you. I see God's power moving on the inside of you, and something miraculous is about to happen. God's about to turn around some things and make it much better than it's ever been before. Hallelujah. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Restore it. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Tizo just waving for that job. Hallelujah. Y'all don't notice Tizo got his job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got that job. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now bless him in it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll talk about switch something around in that area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open a door someplace, Father God. Put somebody else out so you can put somebody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir it up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesse, you already got a good thing going on. I'm just going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. Let it roll. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Say, miracle of God. We call you into manifestation.
Even now.
Power of God. We call you into
manifestation.
Even now.
Provision of God.
We call you
into
manifestation.
Even now.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
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 There's an anointing.
You just call it
anointing of God.
Anointing of God.
We call you
into existence.
Even now.
We release you.
Even now.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Supernatural
power
of the
Holy Ghost.
We release
you
now
and
call you into
existence.
New
season
of God.
We
call you into
existence
even
now
in the
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 New life.
We
call you into
existence.
Even now.
In
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That thing that I prayed for,
say it.
That thing that I've
envisioned.
That
thing I perceive.
On the inside of
me.
I call you
into
manifestation
and
to existence.
Even
now.
Hallelujah.
Rabada
Robusana
the Bufara Mahana
Robusara to
Hat.
Rakatona
na Hasan Branke
did the Bufara
Hasaraha.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And Lord,
we thank you for
what you're doing in
Tracy's life.
Hallelujah.
We
give you praise.
Yes, hallelujah.
We give you praise,
you, honor,
and glory.
Praise, thank
you, Father. Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
we
thank you for
Sunday
morning.
Hallelujah.
We
thank you
that your
word
goes out,
Father
God,
and then
accomplishes
what it was
meant to
do.
Hallelujah.
And
it won't
return to
you void.
In
the name of
Jesus,
it's planted
deep within
our heart,
and it's going to
come up
salvation.
It's going to
come up
Holy Ghost
power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
We
give you
glory.
We give you
praise.
We give you
the
honor.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank
you for those
girls
in college.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for
Derek,
Father
God, and
Ryan.
Thank you,
Father
God,
that set up
under the word
tonight.
It's not
going to
return
to you void.
We
give you
praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Thank you for
preserving
their life.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father
God.
There's
a mean
and
one
thing
they could
be
cooked
up
into,
hooked
up with,
but
you
preserved
them by
your spirit.
Ha, ha,
ha.
You
kept them
from the workers
of
iniquity,
God.
Hallelujah.
They're
still fresh.
They're still
fresh
and
unspotted
by the
world. We
give
you
praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
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 See, there's spirits
all over
this
city.
Devils
all over
this city.
And God's
telling
me right now,
you
need
to
rejoice
and thank
him
that
the
devil has
not
been
able to
touch
your seed.
Hallelujah.
For
God sent
angels
around
your seed
and said,
you better
stop
right now.
That one's marked.
Hallelujah.
Touch
not
the anointing
of the
Holy
Ghost. You have no
idea
how many
people
we
wanted
to
and ran
into that
off
in
witchcraft
and all
kind
of
occultism.
But
God
said
your
seed
wasn't
touched.
Hallelujah.
Something
held
the
devil
back.
Death
couldn't
touch
him.
Hallelujah.
Crippling
diseases
couldn't
touch
him.
Hallelujah.
Accidents
couldn't
touch
him.
Hallelujah.
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 Incurable
things
couldn't
touch him.
Hallelujah.
Some of them would
have been
nuts.
Amen.
But
God's
power,
his
ability
sustained
them.
His mercy
and his
grace
kept
them.
Glory
to God.
Thank you
for
those angels.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Ha 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 ha.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God says we need to give him praise for what he's already done, for what he kept the devil from doing. It was his provision that kept her in town. Glory to God. It was his power, his ability that did it. Glory to God. His ability did it. Glory to God. You think it's bad? Think about what it would have been without his ability, without his power, without his supernatural intervention. Glory to God. Ha! He chased the devils away that she would hear the word of God and it take root. Hallelujah. God is working. Give him praise. Glory to God. Start to acknowledge what he's doing. Start to acknowledge what he's doing. Start to acknowledge what he's doing, and it'll start to get brighter. It'll start to get bigger. It'll start to get better. Hallelujah. It'll start to grow faster. Glory to God. Find something to praise him for. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's your ticket. Glory to God. That's your ticket. That's your ticket. That's your ticket. That's your ticket. Don't block the miracle of God. Amen. Don't block the miracle of God. Find something to give him praise for. And God will return. He's giving out bonuses on praise this week. He's giving out bonuses on praise. He's giving out bonuses on praise. I tell you that. I prophesy that. Anything that you start to praise him in, he'll start to move on. Glory to God. Thank you. God's telling me right now, he's been doing some things in your life. He's been turning some things around, and he's not hearing enough response. Glory to God. Thank you for delivering my sister. Hallelujah. And for saving her and filling her with the Holy Ghost and preserving her and keeping getting her out of that alcohol. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing us out of every one of our troubles. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Crystal's car that the devil couldn't take back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't go nobody. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for lunch, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for breakfast. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gas we drove on to get to church tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the light switch when we turned it on. The lights came on. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for socks and shoes. Hallelujah. And the shoestrings too. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for this pretty shirt. Hallelujah. Glorify your name, Jesus. You did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the carpet we stand on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Phaedrus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we got to get out of here. Glory to God. Thank you that everybody looks good. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for our neighborhoods and our city. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you, Father. You're doing a good job. And we give you the honor and the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on, boy. It's all right. We're about to get out of here. It's all right. Hallelujah. If you got to shout, just shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't need no music to praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You did it.
Praise you, Jesus.
You did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah. He alone does good things. He alone does good things. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. If the anointing's still rolling, I'll just stay where we are. If not, I'll move on. Hallelujah. If I'm going to quench your spirit, just wiggle your fingers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. There's a miracle happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. Hallelujah. You going to hold my stuff? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you for Kente, Jesus.
Thank you for Kente.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Yes.
That's good.
I like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask you again, do something good in Porter.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Do something good in Porter. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, Brother Kente's got that envelope. Hallelujah. 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 We have that. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to sow. It's good to sow. Do you hear me? Someone say,
it's good
to sow. Hallelujah. It's time to stretch that stuff too. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'd take this offering by the Spirit if I were you. Hallelujah. I wouldn't let my mind dictate my blessing. Glory to God. I'd go with that supernatural insight. Hallelujah. I'd go with supernatural insight and respond as God would have me respond. Hallelujah. And don't miss your blessing. Amen. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost knows. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't worry about it. There's a blessing coming your way this week. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you know God's been tying up loose ends? Thank you, Jesus. He's been tying up all these loose ends this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Them last angels were late. These new ones are going to be early. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you tonight, as you sow tonight, there's an angel that's going to deliver your offering to the throne of God. Hallelujah. So you pray over that offering. I'm telling you, I tell you what, there's depth to anybody who would speak a thing that didn't come from the heart of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I say to you tonight, amen, this offering that you sow tonight, as you sow it in faith, God's going to take that offering. There's an angel going to present that to the very throne of God. Hallelujah. So pray over it. Amen. And mix your faith on it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And somebody said, that's really crazy. That's really crazy. You don't understand that. Amen. But don't you know that one man was filled with the Holy Ghost because of his offerings and his alms and his good things, went up as a memorial before God? Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got a special delivery angel here tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, this offering's going to be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I'm going to take it straight to the throne of God. Hallelujah. 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 Say, Father, touch
my seed
with your hand
and
meet me
at
my
need.
Say, your hand, Father, on my seed,
puts your hands
on my need in the name of Jesus. And everything you touch will be blessed.
Will be blessed.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to pull your hand from heaven. Glory to God. You just pray. Glory to God. I'm going to pull your hand from the heavenlies. Hallelujah. And cause it to manifest on this earthly realm. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm going to point your finger in this direction in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. More so. I'm talking about it to your need. Glory to God. More so than the church needs to be. Have its needs met. Oh God. Hallelujah. I know those needs are already met, Father God. I know those things are already taken care of, Father God. You're doing a good job, Father God. How we give you the glory. And everything's all right in Jesus' name, Father God. But Father God, right now, I know, hallelujah, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, there's some needs out there tonight. Glory to God. And I send the power of God. I send the power of God to your very need in the name of Jesus. Glory. Whatever that need may be, Father God, get on that seat and meet it right now in the name of Jesus. Angels, stand to attention in Jesus' name. And you go forth and hearken unto the word of God. Be ministers unto the heirs of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. Glory to God. And you got to have faith to believe God. See, you got to have faith to believe God and get on the things of God. Get it in prayer. Glory to God. And get behind those angels. Get behind those angels. Glory to God. And watch what God does for you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost over your offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then listen to the Holy Ghost as you pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Pray and listen to the Holy Ghost. Don't have to fake nothing. Just listen to the Holy Ghost. God told me just now he's going to speak to somebody's heart tonight. Glory to God. He's going to tell somebody something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that thing which he speaks will come to pass. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 God just told somebody, I told you I was going to do what I said I was going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I told you I was going to do exactly what I said I was going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God just turned somebody into a blesser. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rex, you just got a new assignment over there on your place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get in the Spirit of God. There's a new assignment on you to become a blessing over there at that company. Glory to God. There's an anointing about to come on you. Amen. A grace is about to come on you. And you're going to become a blessing over there at that company for whatever days or whatever time that you're going to be there. Amen. God's put an anointing on you to become a blesser. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch the words you speak. Watch the words you speak. Amen. Glory to God. Separate yourself a little bit. Amen. Because the words you speak will take. God's going to bless you in those things that you speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's an anointing going to come over you. It might be just be four or five words. Amen. But they're going to be spoken in due season. Glory to God. And they're going to come back and make a difference. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. People will be living off the words that you speak for the next 8 months. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're going to cause, I discern right now, amen, you're going to cause seven people to repent in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You're going to cause seven people to repent, amen, not by preaching real hard and beating them over the head with the Bible, amen, glory to God, but just speaking what God gives you to say and by moving in the love of God, seven people are going to repent in Jesus' name and get on the right track and be excited about what God has for them in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Whoa. Ha ha ha. Son of her. And he's about to do something in your life. Glory to God. He's about to do something in your life. And he's now pulling you from the tail. Glory to God. And putting you to the head. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's turning it around. Thank you, Jesus. He's turning it around. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And yeah, and you don't have to do it around the back. You can be bold about it. Amen. Amen. Don't be crazy about it, but you can be bold about it. Amen. And I see you laying hands on seven people and them receiving blessing right now. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just put your hand on this brother's back and just say, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just release that right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Tell him he can make it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Come on up here and sow this seed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't he good? 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 Hallelujah. Sow a blank one. It'll be the last blank one you sow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Is everything going all right, brother? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You look great. Praise God. Thank God. Father, meet every one of his needs and bless him because he's responded in faith to the words that you've spoken this past week, Father God. Father God, he heard the word and you told him to do some things and he did it. And therefore, things are changing in his life, Father God. So, Father God, continue that blessing. Continue that blessing. And you've been hearing God speak. You've been hearing the voice of God speak. And as you start to obey those things, that's going to be the way out. Glory to God. That's going to be the way out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The things that God speaks, that's the way out. Glory to God. And that restoration is coming. Those words that God is speaking on the inside of you are the words that will bring you healing. Hallelujah. Those are the words that will bring you healing. And whatever God says on the inside of you, speak them out of your mouth. Glory to God. And put those things into motion. Put those things into motion. You just start to declare those things. Glory to God. You'll be totally restored in 3 years. You'll be totally restored in 3 years. Yes, glory to God. Yes, yeah. She knows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 years. You'll be totally restored. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank, have God been speaking to you?
Yes.
What did he tell you? Huh?
He's been praying for me all day long.
Amen.
Woke you up to a sound of beyond music.
Woke you up to a sound beyond music. Do you remember the words to any of the songs or any of the prayers?
Hallelujah, love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, I love you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just keep flowing in it. Keep flowing in it. Glory to God.
My heart's strong.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Touched you with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Look at that man. Is that just me?
No.
Or does anybody else discern that? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just hallelujah. Just wave that hand. Just wave, yeah. Just wave. Just wave that hand. Glory to God. I know y'all think I'm being real flaky. I know y'all think I'm being real flaky, but when I see things in the Spirit, when I see things in the Spirit, that means something. Glory to God. And I have a feeling there's something on this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. That wave offering before God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a big meeting about to take place. Let's pray that God's perfect will be done. Everybody start to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to let you go in 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We're hearing two things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want to get the perfect timing on those things that we hear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I believe we're going to bring Brother Hagin over here to the Woodlands Inn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's start to pray in the Holy Ghost over that right now. I know that building seat about 5,000 or 6,000. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We were on the phone talking to Brother Marty, and we've already gotten words on it. In fact, they know how big we are. They know exactly how big we are and what they can do and all this other stuff. Amen. Brother Marty already wants to come back, so that'll happen. Amen. We know that some others want to go down. Amen. But as I was praying over the dates for Brother Marty's meeting right there, which Brother Marty initiated to come on back, amen. The Holy Ghost said, amen. I said, Brother Hagin's going to come. Glory to God. Get ready. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So we pray in advance. Somebody say, hallelujah. So we pray in advance and get those things together that God wants to get done. Done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we have to, somebody say, why did you run your mouth? You know, why? Because the things on the inside of us won't manifest until we speak them out in the natural. Glory to God. Amen. We speak those things out in the natural. Amen. Hallelujah. They'll start to manifest on the outside. Somebody say, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God wants to get something done. He's got something he wants you to hear. Glory to God. He's got something he wants you to hear. Somebody said, how can we afford it? We don't have to. It's all their budget. It's all their budget. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's all their budget. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
I was at work today.
Which is a blessing.
Yeah, I worked today, and I knew a new word today, and I was like, when I was working, I was giving out the samples. And I looked up the word. I signed the word out, and the name of the word was Chick-fil-A. And I did it, and I just said, well, and I went around looking at the words. And I wanted to read so bad, so I started just doing it. I was like, oh, God, I give another one. And I got another word out called stop. And I know another word called, green, yellow, red, blue, white. And another word I know is like road. Another word I know.
Y'all understand what he's saying?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is teaching him to read. The Holy Ghost has got a chalkboard in the spirit, like writing these words out. He's reading the words that the Holy Ghost, I saw another word. The Holy Ghost wrote Chick-fil-A. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Y'all write this stuff down and remember it. Somebody say, hallelujah. You were just reading the phone book. Glory to God.
I got one word. Pizza Hut. One more word. Another word called
That's how I learned to read. Billboards.
What was the other word?
I got another word I know.
Praise God. Praise God.
Brothers.
Praise God. Glory, what you got back there?
Well, the word he said he was helping, he was filling the board.
Sit up and tell us. Shout it out. Glory to God.
He said that he was filling the board. Remember what you preached about, the Lord was telling me about it before you preached it. Before you confessed about Brother Hagin, you say, why? And he told me that it was going to sound to the ears of God like a cymbal. So in the confession that he made.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise.
Isn't that good? Give God a hand clap and we'll let you go. Glory. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Find somebody that you're glad that they're here tonight and tell them. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. Amen. We'll see you Friday night. Hallelujah.